another episode of the Just As We Are podcast. I am grateful to be here. Happy almost spring. We're not quite there yet. I know that here in Washington, we've seen some spring weather, but it's been still cold as AF. But we've had, you typically know it's when it's going to be like spring around here because you get all of the, what we call all of the seasons in one day. And so it's been like snow, hail, rain, sunshine, all in one day here and there. But it's still really cold. And we, like some of the places around us have gotten snow. I'm over it. I'm ready for spring. I'm ready for that 70 degree weather, which doesn't usually happen until like June around here, but I'll even take 60 degree weather, 65, t-shirt weather. I'm totally, totally down with that. So yeah, I don't know why I went off on that little tangent there, but let's just talk. Speaking of spring coming, the seasons of life, if you do anything astrological, if you follow any of that, they talk about and say how, this is actually the start of the new year. And so if you haven't, if you aren't a New Year's person, December 31st, January 1st, New Year's person, and dove right into all of your New Year's goals and plans and things like that, it's okay, because technically we're coming upon the actual real new year. We're in Pisces season. We're moving into Aries season. Woohoo! I'm an air, check out your Aries girl. But we're moving into Aries season, which is the beginning or the restart of the zodiac wheel. I don't know all of the things about astrology. I know some of the things and I learn a little bit here and there, but I am just grateful to know, there's no stress around being on top of things, because this new year has not started out in that kind of way, in a way of, oh, okay, ground running. No, your girl has been in it. And so if you've been in it, this is your permission to know it's totally okay. It's totally okay. No pressure. The pressure's cooker's about to begin. No, I'm just kidding. But don't stress out. It's okay. It's totally fine. So yeah, I actually just got off, literally just got off before I'm recording this podcast with you guys. I was on a different podcast and we had a beautiful conversation, which inspired me to hit record after that podcast to get on here and chat with you about. And we were talking about boundaries and boundaries with our parents, our mother specifically, and what that has looked like and what that has entailed. But the conversation started to flow into the how of how have I healed that relationship for myself, because the other party is not doing the work, right? And so it's just myself. I'm the one that's been doing the work around this relationship, and it has changed the relationship. It has changed the way that I show up in the relationship, and it's changed the way that that person responds in the relationship. And that's usually what happens when we do this work, whether we're doing it just in general, or if there's a specific relationship, like that mom or dad kind of wound that happens, there's just this difference of change that happens. And we got to talking about the inner child work, which I haven't talked about a whole lot lately. But I forgot how much I loved the inner child work and, how I view it differently than I did when I began. Actually, how I heal, this helped me actually see, I'll just tell you, your girl thought the healing work meant we always had to go backwards to heal, because we had to heal those inner child wounds. We had to heal those things. And that's not necessarily the case or necessarily true, is we don't have to go backwards into staying in the past. And it took some evolution for me to get there, but I guiltily that was the kind of thought process I used to go in when I would take my clients through inner child work, is like, oh, let's go back into your past and do this. While it's important to have the information about the past, you know, sometimes we write out a timeline of what, you know, our experiences were to get the idea of where our limiting beliefs came from, where these stories that we tell ourselves came from, so that we can heal. But we're actually healing that inner child here in the present. We're actually healing and reparenting the little girl within inside us in the present moment, because she's still being carried with us, and they'll always be carried with us, all those different versions. Yet allowing them to be the responder to certain situations, triggers, situations, and things, like, that is what changes. The needs that child suddenly is like, oh, we're triggered. I need to come up and like ball out, and I need to be in this is how we're gonna react, and this is how we're gonna handle. Because as adults, we know, like, we don't have to react or be or have those kind of reactions anymore in certain situations. And so as we're healing and as we're growing through this work, that inner child work is so important. And just getting to talk about that with this woman, and not just the ways in which I've done, there's different ways to do inner child work. And one of them is, you know, going back and writing out that timeline and kind of identifying, you know, these different versions of ourselves, and then taking some time through a visualization meditation to go in and listen to her and what her needs are and what she wants and what she's feeling she needs to actually express. And, you know, allowing yourself to sit with her and give her what she needs. And there are other ways as well. You know, that's kind of like one of the foundational ways to start the inner child work with, I recommend with somebody. This is not work I recommend you do by yourself, but with somebody. And I was actually encouraged by a friend who was kind of working with me for a short period of time. And she had me purchase a doll off of, like, wherever. I purchased it off of Amazon that represented me as a little girl. And so there were times that I would actually go in and like hug and pick up that doll whenever I felt the need to connect with that inner child, and like just rock her and hold her and parent her and just like tell her it's going to be okay, allowing the emotions that came up within me to come out. That's a huge part of the inner child work, like letting whatever the emotions are to come up and out. That's like a huge part of all healing work, is like letting the emotions come out without judgment, without attachment, without the story. Just letting them flow. And, you know, another way is to get the picture. You know, you have carry around a little picture of you at whatever age that resonates with you, and like look at her and just love on her and spend time with her. And, you know, like, oh, you know, and thinking about her and bringing her into your mind and your visualization around, what do you want to do today? You know, tapping into, what did you used to love to do as a little girl? You know, did you love to draw or paint or sing or dance or let your imagination flow? Did you love being outside? You know, what does that look like? And expressing yourself in that way and playing with her helps with that inner child work. And one of the key parts that was talked about on this was about the way in which, you know, doing our own work, you know, inner child, doing our own healing work in general, but like the inner child, talking about children and how this work affects our lineages, how it affects our families, how it affects the generations to come. Like the ripple effect that happens when we do this work. You know, I am a totally different mom today than I would have been had I not done this work. I get to be a present mom, a mom who has tools and the capacity to hold my children when they need mom to hold them, whether that's actually physically or that's just hold them in their space that they're in. But then to bring forth the tools that I have and share them with them so they know how to regulate their own systems. So they know how to, you know, that it's okay to express the emotions. So they know not to stuff things down. And it ripples out into them because I show up differently. Therefore, they receive things differently and show up differently. And they carry that out into the world. So through us moms doing this work, we affect our families as well. We heal the family. You know, if you have a family who has a line of trauma and addictions and abuses and all of this hard stuff, when we decide like no more with me, like we're done, you know, you're putting that chop in the line, like you're cutting the line, like no more, this ends with me, it stops here. And this is where things start to be different for our families, for ourselves, for the future generations to come, because we're different, you know. And I mentioned, like, if I didn't have the opportunity to come be on this podcast and share this information with you, to share these stories with you, if I didn't never worked with any clients, like this humbled me when I was talking to this woman. Like it reminded, like if nothing else, my kids are affected. So therefore, their families are affected, their friends are affected because they show up differently as well. And it just carries it. That's that ripple, that effect that we forget that happens. That I know I forget. Selfishly, I forget that at times because I'm like, why isn't this working? Why isn't there more happening? Like all of these things. And it is happening. It is happening. And so if you are in doing this work on yourself, if you're taking the care and the time to do this work for yourself on yourself, know, just know that you are making a difference. It doesn't have to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect. None of us are perfect. Just because I've healed a lot of stuff, like I've healed a big one, like addiction, alcoholism, huge, right? Like that's a big one. And I like if but if you just learn how to co-regulate your nervous system, regulate your nervous system, you learn how to, like, you know, come to peace, come to grounding. If you're not snapping at your kids like every day, like you were a few months ago, whatever, it matters. It makes a difference. So keep showing up and doing this work. Keep allowing yourself to mess up and get back up, because getting back up is a big deal. Not every person, not every mom gets back up, not every woman gets back up. They just don't. And there are a lot of people out there who are not doing this work. And this is why the cycle continues of abuse, of neglect, of traumas, of addictions, of these things. And so the more of us that choose to do this work and to heal, the ripple effect is going to go out, and it's going to continue to go out. And that matters. That 100% matters. So I think we're going to conclude there for today. I think that's a really, really good place to stop. If you are not on my email list, go over to www.katrinalelly.co. Right now, there's a free 7-minute grounding guided meditation up there, depending on when you're listening to this episode. I'm working on something else to get you on the email list. To give you, gift you when you decide to jump on the email list. But I'm going to be spending some more time in the email list and providing value with you over there. So definitely make sure you're there. That's where a lot of like exclusive things are going to come through. First look things for what I'm bringing out. And yeah, so just be on the lookout for that, or go follow me over on Instagram at Katrina A. Lully. I hang out over on Instagram quite often. You can find me in the stories over there. But most importantly, if you've never shared one of my episodes, share this with a friend, share this with a mom, share this with a parent, share this with a person. Share it and help that ripple effect widen and spread. All right. I love you all, and I will see you next time.